Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
There are many things a believer was not created to pray for. The reason why most of you are spending time on certain things is because you didn't allow the Holy Ghost do his work through you. I'm telling you, you did not appear because you wanted to appear. You appeared because God said you should appear, and you appeared. So how then do you want to create your life when the life you live is out of God's order? Am I communicating for me? You see, if you don't understand this message, your holiness will be thwarted. You see, for a very long time, many believers have been proved to believe that as long as I do what makes me happy, I've lived life. Happiness is not a ticket to heaven. You can be joyful, you can be joyous, you can be happy, but I want you to know that destiny accomplishment goes beyond whatever the man receives. Am I teaching, friends? Some of you are here, you have defiled what God said about your life because you chose to succumb to the need of the flesh. And for some reason, you may see certain results because of the law you will be, but according to kingdom duty, are out of order. Am I teaching, friends, here? Please hear me well. If you don't live the life God created for you, you didn't exist. If you don't live a life of destiny, heaven is unaware of your presence. What will give you credence here on earth is the ability to know that the life you live is from yonder. You didn't hear me? You can be the wealthiest man just because you obeyed the principles that govern prosperity. Did you hear that? You can be the most famous person because you obeyed the principles that brings about fame and recognition. But I need you to know that even though there are physical laws that are responsible for some of the things we do in the flesh, it's got to do with you understanding that life begins from the spirit. Lord, help us. Somebody has lived for 45 years. Now, Daddy just said that the Lord is restoring somebody of their 20 years of what? Wastedness. Now, this should make you know that God does not attribute maturity as the age you have. You can be 55, and according to God, you are actually 10 years old. So some of you are thanking God for the addition of the age you have when heaven is unaware of what you have. Can you imagine? When you are so much into your birthday celebration preparation, and God says, what are you doing to yourself? Because what he, God, calls as birthday is the encounter, not the addition of age. But we are so perverse that we can't see what life is. So sometimes when you try to say these things to carnal men, they see you as somebody who is out of order. In fact, you don't expect a carnal man to understand what happens in the spirit because they judge by what they see. I told you before that in this kingdom, you don't see to believe. Rather, you believe to see. Am I communicating, friends? So the issue or the subject of destiny is not something people should play with. God told me that people don't understand the concept of salvation when they cannot understand destiny. In fact, the core center of God bringing people into life is to ensure that they live a life preordained by God for them. Watch me. Many believers are unaware of the fact that even with how many children they will ever have on earth, it has been documented in God's kingdom. You didn't hear me? Oh, did you hear that? Please, tonight you will learn deeper things. Somebody say amen. Even with where you are going to stay, according to God, it has been documented. There is nothing happening to you that life decided. In fact, life can also decide when people are ignorant. Oh. Are you blessed already? Watch me. I made you understand last week, Friday, that the whole idea of destiny is the life that was already functioning in God when you were not present. Remember that God is multifaceted. I need you to know that the life that transmits from God must come upon a person So the intent behind that life finds expression. Did you hear that? Remember that Jesus is like the rivers of life.
God is good.
So he says, when you are thirst, come to me and drink of me, and I shall give you fresh water. Two of us. And then you will never thirst again. Now, that water that streams through God's bosom is the life that must function on earth. Everything that operates in heaven speaks like God himself. You didn't hear me? I repeat. Anything in heaven that has God's glory has the power to command glory. So you can enter heaven and see a tree speak to you. So when Jesus spoke to the tree, he was actually telling us what will happen in heaven. That even the tree had the power to listen to his voice. Does it make sense? So that streams of water that goes through God must function through you. When that life functions through you, now you are living as a human being. Am I teaching here? So I can do whatever humans do, but according to heaven record, I'm out of order. Because there's nothing about God's assignment I'm fulfilling. So just because you prayed and you received an answer, doesn't mean that God heard your prayer. Because if you pray outside God's will, the enemy becomes your God. The integrity of God was never created to back a man's petition, especially when it is out of God's order. So many believers don't know that sometimes the enemy also uses good things to destroy you. Jesus told the people that in order for me to fulfill all righteousness, I should die. Peter says, will not permit you to die. He says, you demon, get behind me. Why would Jesus Christ look at a man he called the foundation of the church a demon? All because a spirit possessed that man. In other words, the enemy wanted to thwart the petition of Jesus by making him go for something that will succumb to the flesh. So even though you may be a carrier of God's presence, if God does not regulate the things you say, the things you may desire, might only take out of God's plan. I'm telling you. So, you see, we are missing because we want to judge our results by our efforts. When God wants to judge our results by our covenant. Oh. Somebody say destiny. Watch me. You see, just as the way you have original product, you also have fake product. True or false? Do you know that if you see a fake product, if someone doesn't tell you it is fake, you don't even know. Because sometimes some people are so good, that they make it look exactly like the original. Oh, am I right? So that's the same thing in destiny. There are people that are not living the life God wants them to live. But because the enemy doesn't want them to know that out of order, the enemy presents something similar like God's plan. Am I communicating? You see, I want you to know that it is only demons that can enter into perpetual covenant with the devil. When it concerns God's creation, the will is given to you. Somebody say destiny. Am I teaching here? Look at me. I made you understand that even if you grow up and you become whatever you've always wanted to be in life, that gift you have is not destiny. They are only byproducts of what? Destiny. Because you live in the civil world. You live in the cosmos. So God's intelligence has predisposed upon the earth what a man should do in order to bring alignment in life. Am I correct here? Now, do you know that if you take in medicine, you don't know how the medicine operates, but you know how it's going to work? Talk to me, friends. Now, the medicine is not intelligent to know to enter your stomach. Meanwhile, the headache is up there. Am I right? So why would the medicine go down when the pain is up there? Have you wondered why? You know, sometimes with doctor's precision, they can tell you that when I give you this medicine, within 4 days, this will happen to you. Have you wondered why? Now, God wants you to know that you are not meant to judge what becomes of your life. Yours is to obey what was said by God, so that whatever you do would give God the credence of becoming God over nations. Does it make sense here? You see, God hides the future from men because of pride. If God is to give you a full blueprint of the stature you carry in the spirit, pride will kill you. Oh, do you know that the enemy of pride is not the devil, it's God himself? God hates pride. So just imagine God gives you a full picture of who you are in the spirit. Some of you are here. God has given you wings like archangels. That when you flap your hands, things shake. So demons will do everything possible to defile your garment in the spirit. Because garment means authority. So you will not see yourself in wings. You may see yourself in tattered clothes. But angels know that in this kingdom, when people wear tattered clothes, they are having humility. They honor them. I read a book by Rick Joyner, and he said that he went to heaven and saw Jesus Christ in a very simple attire. But the glory the garment was commanding was so strong that even if you are standing miles away, something will compel you to go on your knees. So this is David in the wilderness, shepherding the father's flock. When in God's kingdom, he was the king over Israel. Not just Israel, but a nation that would birth Jesus, the Savior. But God says, it is not your responsibility to know what will become of you in the future. Yours is to be what I said. Am I communicating? So you don't define destiny by the things you receive. You define destiny by who you become in the spirit. Huh? Intelligence is needed in this age. So you know what God says. If not, your results will deceive you. Am I communicating? Clap your hands, church. Does it make sense? Please, I told you this. If you go ahead of God and you receive what God intended for you, you may be happy, you may be joyous, but the glory that was meant to come upon you will leave you. If you go to Babalawo for ritual, for blood money, they don't have the power to call for money because money is divine. Am I communicating? Whatever you seek for from any deity, they check into your spirit to give what it is. So they have the ability to call for tomorrow in your presence. So they leave you to disgrace. Time was templated to function in three systems: the past, the present, the future. When you have advantage with the spirit, you have the power to call for things to appear. So God says, I'm both yesterday, I'm today, and tomorrow. I can choose to be today. I can choose to be yesterday. I can choose to be tomorrow. Am I teaching, friends? So when you go ahead of God by doing what your flesh tells you to do, you may say that my mistakes brought me here. It is true. And God, in his intelligence, will give you what your flesh has worked out for. Because whatever a man sow, you must reap. But the glory to come from above will not appear. Because you've chosen to do what he says. So destiny is very deep. You cannot justify holiness and not talk about destiny. Oh, well, for a very long time, many have been told to believe that holiness begins with act. It is true. The act is the physical justification. The true thing begins with the spirit being. Oh, I wish I had time. Am I teaching? These are deep words. Hallelujah. Somebody say destiny. I told you I was on a flight from USA to Ghana. I was giving God thanks for the move that took place in New Jersey. My God. You see, then it says there is an influence that comes upon a man's head that without physical advertisement, God can go and call men to come to you. There was no media in the days of Abraham, but the people he had as main servants were many enough to fight the five kings of Sodom. You didn't hear me? It is called Hear Him Grace. So I was on a flight and God told me that. He says, if you hear any preacher talk about any message, and then the core foundation has got nothing to do with people fulfilling destiny, he says, they don't understand the kingdom. You cannot tell me you've given your life to Christ, and then the life you've given to Christ cannot yield into destiny fulfillment. No. Because you are called as a partaker of the glory. I mean, how can your concern on earth be marriage? You are deducing God's integrity. You didn't hear me? What he gives adds to your credence in the spirit to make you powerful for kingdom assignment. Watch me. Anything that is bettered outside purpose is really destruction in time. So even those you choose as friends, they must be preordained. You see how distinct we are? We are so backwards in our own civilization that power that is meant to be the bread of kids now look so
so dangerous
that we can't even possess them.
All because what we were in the spirit is fighting our own destiny. Ah, watch me. Culture, in a way, pruned us to believe in the ethics of life. But people not resorting to spirituality, believing that culture can give them what they have, has killed the life they have. The laws culture created were never better by spirit. They were created to bring about equality. You didn't hear me? How am I teaching, friends? So you don't validate destiny by gift. You validate destiny by covenant. You don't tell me you are gifted because you can preach. You tell me you are gifted because the things you say will bring about things in the spirit. Ah, the Bible says before Moses was called upon to be a preacher or a leader of Israel, the Bible says that he was an orator. He was studied. Don't forget, in then world, Egypt was the top most civilized country on earth. At 40, those you are now starting life. So anytime God adds a new year, before you go to the club to enjoy, at least for the first time, be wise and ask yourself, why did God give his age? It is childish for you to drink whiskey on your birthday. Childish. You are not wise. You are not wise at all. I mean, why do you thank God for something you had in the church and go and give the praise in the devil's camp? I told you about a testimony that I shared here. One of my sons came from America to this place. And I said, you will not marry wrong. I said, just because you took a leap of faith to be here, God says what he needs to do is that marry right. So what he wants to give doctors will come to you. I said, God says on the 1st of June, you meet your wife. I said, if the name of the guest is not called man, I'm not a prophet. I gave the time, I gave the date and the place. It happened as I said. Now, they were trying to change their wedding concept. The guy told them that I have wasted too many years in the world. Now that God has shown me mercy, every second counts. He says, the wedding we want to do a heaven on earth wedding. So I told them what to do, how to fast, how to pray, quotations, breaking altars. You see, watch me. In life, there will always be speed when the foundation is strong. I'm telling you, when the foundation is strong, there will always be speed. How do you want to travel fast and light when the road is poor? How? I mean, we came from Africa. We can tell. Sometimes one particular trip, 1 hour can take about 4 hours. Yes. They wanted the couples to serve alcohol. They are Cameroonians. And they were like, if you want to drink alcohol in your house. But as long as we stand behind the pulpit and we call upon God's name, nobody would dare. They were like, oh, we have a different priest to come and bless the girl. The guy says, I'm the one paying for the wedding. He says, I fasted for 1 year for this woman. And I know who I met that told me I'll meet this girl. He says, if the man is not blessing the wedding, I will not marry your daughter. Come on. I'm not teaching here. You see, when you see people play with life, you are dealing with men that have no future. Oh, yeah. You see, you will tell how passionate men are by the things they say. God told me yesterday, he says, young man, judge a man by the intelligence of his questions and his answers. Am I teaching here? Anybody that history recorded about were people that lived destined for your life. They didn't know what they were doing. They only followed God. Yes. So I told you that sometimes people have to insult you. Yes. That is the trademark of destiny. You have to be insulted. If everybody loves you, God says you should be careful because in this life, when everybody loves you, demons will applaud you. But it's a means of destruction and a means of pain. Am I communicating in church? Jesus Christ himself entered into his own village and they called him the child of a carpenter. I told you before that those who saw Jesus Christ as the son of the carpenter had their doors fixed. But those that saw Jesus as the son of the living father had their lives fixed. Am I communicating in church? So you might not know what you are doing, but as long as what you've heard is right, the final answer lies in the hand of the Lord. Am I communicating in church? So don't allow anybody change you from destiny. Somebody say destiny. Am I communicating here? I told you that Jacob never loved
Leah. His choice was Rachel. When the guy didn't know that the Rachel was a strong idol worshiper, if not for the discernment that Jacob possessed, he would have changed the name from Benjamin to Benoni. He says, no, we can't give this child an idol's name because I live a serving God. So call the child Benjamin. Are you aware that in the destiny of Jacob, he was meant to be a government? Study the foundation of heaven. Jesus made us understand that the tribes or the sons of Jacob, their names have been written on stones in heaven. In other words, foundations were templated in the heavenlies because of a man called Jacob. Ah! He didn't know that the name Benjamin has become a tribe in his name. He didn't know that. Watch the cartoons. Some of the cartoons were played years ago, and they are speaking of modern times. This is the cartoon they call Simpsons, right? Some of the things they predict is coming to pass one by one. Two of us. And they were played years ago. You see, we are backwards. So these people who claim not to believe in anything are doing more than us. Can't we see? We are missing. So in this country, God gives somebody a paper. Don't come to church again. Useless life. One paper. A man was in this church. He was called Elder Tony. May his soul rest in peace. That's only if the prayer will work. He did the carpet. He died in COVID. And you know, they felt maybe because of COVID, they couldn't touch his body. When the police entered the man's house, the first thing they took was documents and then bank card. And the money had his wallet, they took. And I saw how they were dragging the dead body on the floor. Guess what? Because of COVID, the embassies were not giving out visas at all. So literally, they had to watch the man's burial on Zoom. Somebody say destiny. I'm my teacher, friends. I want you to know that the life you're supposed to live has already been played in heaven. Yours is find out the right director and connect with them. So you can play out that life. It's easier. How do you want to bring about something that never existed? So some people are here, they are trying to twist the hand of God to pray their prayer for them. God? You don't fear him? God? See, that is why sometimes intelligence and maturity will not permit prophets to say everything to you. Because when we tell you what God says, you'll be heartbroken. Meanwhile, in that state of brokenness, he finds life in you. Oh yeah. Watch me. When you choose to do what your flesh tells you, you are living a broken destiny. I told you on Wednesday that a broken trust is broken destiny. Now let me say this up front here. Everybody is saved by Christ by believing first that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Two, he died and arose. Now that covenant is called the new birth experience. That life doesn't guarantee entrance to heaven. It guarantees access in becoming who God is. Did you hear that? The day you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you've been given the ability to possess the image that God gave unto Adam. Am I communicating? In other words, through authority, you can command this to appear for you. But in order for you to live a life that God can depend on, God's destiny must function through you. So everybody is saved. Not everyone is covenanted. Get the difference. Hello? Everybody is saved. But not everybody is covenanted. Huh? Don't be quick to judge a man's exploit by whatever's achieved in life. No. Sometimes the one you see is many things. Many things in the spirit. I made you understand that you will know if you are living the life God has for you if he can consistently correct you. The consistent speaking of the Holy Ghost will make you know he's with you. How do you call the name of a God who doesn't know you? How? Some of you are here, you have never for once heard God's voice. Yet you are praying to hear his voice when your Bible is closed. How is that possible? Some of you are here, you sleep with alcohol in your mouth. And you wake up blowing Holy Ghost fuse. Ah! These are serious matters, friends. Watch me. You know, I'm thankful for the life of the father I have. Can we appreciate that, please? I'm telling you. I'm thankful. I'm super. The last time I said this and someone told me, the man of God, I feel you're bragging too much. But when I came for your program, I understood why you said that. Hello. I'm not up to 30 years old. Hello. Hope you're aware of that. Yes. Now, the things we do, the kind of influence we command. If God doesn't give financial empowerment, you can't do programs. I said invasions can buy a house. You know a house. So if I do 6 invasions, we've bought 6 houses. God is good. And sometimes I do ask myself how God does these things. And those who are always willing to obey in partnering with us, their testimonies are just mind-blowing. Now watch me. A friend of mine gave us $5,000 5 years ago. God told me to do invasion. And it was in the heat when this church was under attack, remember? I'm like, how do I organize a program in such time? And God says, I bet new things in pain. And he says, just do it. I called and said, bros, I don't have a penny. He says, God has told me to do this for you. So I took the money and God told me that use it for billboards. I did the billboards in Accra, Ghana, and it became a lot of issues in Ghana. Kai, who is this young man trying to face a lot of things? We had a program organized. God bless us big time. And I called, I said, Pastor, God told me to tell you that anytime I do invasion, there'll be testimony for you. And the guy said, amen. Now, for some reason, 3 years ago, the guy was there when he met someone on a flight. He says, prophet of God, I feel like God wants you to pray for me so you impart the prophetic gift. He's an evangelist. And I said, God says the spirit of the prophet will come upon you. He was there and he walked up to a man at the airport and said, I don't know you from anywhere. I'm not a prophet. But I hear this in my ears. And the guy began to prophesy to the man of God. And the guy says, the things are very deep and true. I have a gift for you. So they went to Ghana together, and the person actually gave my friend a full house, full furnished house. Now, there's a person, there's someone in Ghana called Keofori. He, a very wealthy man, he gave my friend a full house. The house is $1.2 million. He says, take the house. He didn't end there. He says, from today, anytime you want to come from US to Ghana, your flight ticket is on me. My friend came to do crusade this year in his village. He came with 15 people. The guy bought first class for all of them. 15 people. Now, first class is not less than $5,000 for 15 persons. Calculate and see. And that is a cheap plea for somebody here. In the end, he says, God told me that you need a new car in America. He said, it's true. He says, let's. So the guy followed America and bought in 2023 Escalade. He called me and said, man of God, the God you serve is too good. I said, see, in life, when you do what God says, the labor is not you, the labor is him. Because he changes labor to favor. I'm telling you. He has a way of changing things because he wants to be glorified. So whenever you stand anywhere, you can say to God, be it the glory. So Apostle Paul says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Lift your hands above your head. In this season of favor, I speak over your life that as you are shouting favor, may favor look at you here. In the name of Jesus, excuse me, I believe it. I like communication. So you don't have business in life aside destiny fulfillment. You didn't hear me. I told you years ago that you will not be rewarded as a faithful cleaner. You will not be rewarded as a faithful singer. You will not be rewarded as a faithful footballer. You will be rewarded as a faithful steward or faithful servant. You see, at this point of many Christian lives, they have never asked God, what do you expect from me? What do I do as God? What do I do? You know, if you build relationship on how you feel, when feelings die, it will die. But when you build relationship on responsibility, it does not die. You didn't hear me. Because responsibility is an indwelling feeling that never dies. It always wants to become better. So God says, what can you offer? Did you hear that? Oh Lord, help us. Look at me. How do you know that you have broken God's trust? When you deliberately do what he tells you to do. Some people are so deliberate in committing certain acts when God says abstain from them. The mercy of God was created to ensure that when a man falls in ignorance, he seeks and protects them. Mercy was not a system God devised to ensure that people will not fall into sin. It was to ensure that his wrath does not kill them in anger. You see, many believers are unaware of the fact that a fallen man is an insult to God's integrity. It's a pain to God's pedigree, I'm telling you. Especially when there's grace on your head. So mercy was devised to ensure that his image covers you. So when the wrath of God wants to speak, in that anger of your own life, he will not fight you. Some believers don't know what God told them. Talk to me, church. They don't know. Some of you are here. You've received countless ones. A lady in this church had a dream some time ago. In the dream, somebody was telling her to pay tithe. She woke up and said, this dream cannot be true. Hello. Do you know today's world, when you talk about sacrifice, they call you a false prophet? Talk to me now. Recently, I heard somebody say that the men of God who are commanding revivals around the globe are the true genuine ones because they organize conferences in stadiums and don't take money. Let's ask, be wise for once. Enter stadium and see if they'll give you for free. Do you know how much it takes to do a stadium crusade? To pay for... Talk to me, church, now. Let's take our room here, for example. Just guess, if we don't pay a rent for 1 month, you will see the men here. See them here. You sit them here. Or in this country, the police would give you a ticket, you won't pay. Just watch. I mean, let's be once for one. Like, come on. Hello? Oh, hello? They didn't say, no, God can't tell me this. Somebody gave a testimony here. I won't call her name. She had a dream and she saw herself in a very dark place. Very dark place. And God was telling her that this is hell. From that time, she never came to church again. Yes. All because he said that somebody in this church was maltreating her children. So the kids are so important to her than destiny. As if when you die, your kids will bring you back to life. A pastor I preached for in Sierra Leone said that when I finished preaching, I told him and his wife that the Lord says in August you'll be tested. But the day you speak against God's integrity, you cannot be forgiven. He called me and said, man of God, my daughter has died. And she was 29 years old. Hello? He said, man of God, my wife nearly asked the question, why me, God? And remembered the prophetic word and said, Lord, be praised. There are things you don't do deliberately. That forgiveness will only cleanse your sins, not to bring about trust. If you spend money anyhow, integrity can cause you to find wisdom to bring money back again. But when you lose time, it cannot be restored. Because time is like the flow of water. It can be touched twice. Do you know that even in you, there are many people inside of you? God is good. Oh, are you blessed already? Yes. So don't forget, friends, that if God tells you to do things, don't act anyhow. Before I began doing this, God told me that your Bible speaks your father. He says, let your father be the Bible. He says, whatever mistake and prophet, he says, learn from them. Hello? Watch me. Don't allow God take away from you what he gave you and give to somebody else and plate in your eyes. Some of you are looking at people live your destiny. You know Bishop Dagoyaro Mills? He said God told him that his big church did not come through anointing. It came because somebody decided to pray every night. Somebody, God says you pray every night. He says me, I won't pray. How do you justify your results? How do you defend your results when there are no spiritual patterns? How? Something you cannot do because God says do it. Wow. Anytime people deplete in honor, find out something has been misplaced. Does it make sense? It was at the UK conference, I was told that somebody that was in this church that was ministering under the parking for the program. Can you imagine? You see, when people want to disgrace you, they can't disgrace you. They come hiding. They come hiding just because they want to see with their own eyes the things they plot. Thank God our enemies are not God. And he always gives you honor in front of them. You see, some food are best eaten in the presence of your enemies. Be there and tell me we came to Europe. We came to struggle for money. Life is about property. Make money. I didn't say it's bad. But that cannot be your ultimate goal. Does it make sense? Somebody said, and the pastors are preaching about heaven and they are buying cars. So if they are preaching about heaven, why don't they walk on grounds? I left my church in Germany just 1 month ago. When I came back, members are now coming back. Because in this country, you know how members are now. When Pastor Vamoose, everybody to Vamoose. I'm not quite, please, I'm back from Ghana. Please come. Oh my God, I'm back from Ghana. I asked them, please, have you paid the bills? No one's giving offering the church again. No. I left for just 1 month and 1 week. They have not paid tight. Oh, please, we have to pay our rent. Imagine such gift would have to deduce standard just to make people understand because they don't know what it is. What's your other? Am I communicating, friends? So when you deliberately refuse to do what is right, God says you'll be forgiven, you cannot be trusted. Trust and love in the spirit are two different things. God loves everybody, he does not trust everybody. God loves everybody. He does not trust everybody. Love is what God will give you. Trust is what God will make you become. He gives things as a product of his love. But he makes you become the identity of the things people are praying for because of the trust he gives you. Don't settle for less. It is better to go to the shame to have the honor than to have the fame now and be ashamed at the end. Nothing in life that God did not create has an ending. No. It will always be perverse. Somebody very close to daddy was warning them. Huh? Watch me. I said, when God opens your eyes to see your destiny helper, swallow pride. When they cough, say amen. I'm telling you. Because everything about you is literally them. Was it yesterday or this morning when I told the lady that God told me that heaven wept when she made a decision in 2014? Was it this morning? This morning. The servant of God is true. I married in 2014. I said, that man took heaven out of you. I said, but God wanted to restore you through wisdom. He says, yes, my first child is called wisdom. You see, the way we judge life is dangerous. It's too dangerous. Eh? Our mothers could enjoy in 1992. Two of us. Clubs, it's been there for a very long time. I saw one man today in this country, I don't call the person's name. The person has drunk until you can see alcohol on the person's face. Destiny aborted. Hello? Oh, am I communicating here? When he had lost the father, may God protect him. You were here when I asked that all the members should go. Two of us. And some of the members were telling me that, Papa, we're driving and the road was never ending. Says, but we see her coming to church even before everyone. How does it work? You see, hunger will distinguish us. Hunger will distinguish us. Yes. If you want to know how deliberate people enter into heaven, check the state of anger. How they are willing to defy all odds because the right thing must be done. No alcohol. Nobody from anywhere came to say, oh yeah, let's take. No, you see, watch me. People don't know their honor and dignity. Do you know why? Because your enemies are many. They are only invincible. Three things to do to restore destiny. And I prophesy here. When you come to realize that the life you have been living for all this while is not the life that God wants you to have, the first thing to do is to ask the Lord, Lord, what do I do? It's called prayer. You cannot restore wasted years without you not being deliberate in your life of prayer. Prayer. Prayer makes men. Not the prayer you pray today and you forget and you pray after 4 days. God honors people when they are consistent. I see a lot of members joining a lot of prayer platforms. Thank God for that. But they are only systems to ignite your spirit man to pray further. Some people have this perception that if this person can't pray at night, I can't pray. Someone told me that when this prayer thing started, I could not pray at night. I laughed at the person. You're not serious. I said, because in no time, that thing will go off. So will your prayer life also go off as well? Talk to me, church. Let me know, say something here, because the last time I said, became a complaint in the church. Let me keep quiet here. But watch me. When God wants to teach you how to command power in the spirit, he teaches you how to pray. Consistent prayer. Deliberate prayers. You see, when you pray, your words don't create alone. The spirit on your inside matures to command possibilities. Oh. Prayer. God, what do I do? You see, we become broken when we pray. And remember, God honors the prayer of a broken man. Broken man means a helpless man, a selfless man, a humble man, somebody who doesn't want to judge themselves by the things they have, but the things they want to become. Huh? A man who is not prayerful is very prideful. Yes. Because God's definition for pride is someone who wants to believe that they can become who they want to be by the things they say. God says, humble yourself and pray. Have you prayed at all? Have you prayed? Have you prayed? Have you prayed? See, mothers, teach your kids how to pray. But you don't teach them by saying, you teach them by doing. When God told my father to leave the shores of Africa, daddy didn't even know that he wouldn't come back again to the house. He left with one little bag and left. And said, I'm going to check if things will work. But he realized, pa, he was out of Ghana. God is good. I knew God because I saw the God protect my mom's life. I'm telling you. I saw my mom weep every night in prayer. So the prayer has been moved intrinsically. He didn't force it. You see, when you command results, people will know if you pray a lot. You didn't hear me. You cannot fake spiritual results. There are things you can fake. You can't fake people's attention. I'm telling you. If God must bring kings and queens to your seat, you have to build capacity. You have to build in-depth capacity. Then when you speak, the things you say are bigger than your own age because experience has become your voice. Am I communicating, church? Yes. Prayer. Tell yourself, every night I will not close my eyes until I pray. Be deliberate. Have you realized that when our fathers are aging, they stop eating certain food? Because at that time, it is no more good for them. I met a man of God, he's 75, no, 77, and he looks strong like 40 years old. And he says because God told him at 50 to stop eating fried fish and fried chicken. He says the last time he tasted cola was 1991. He has been drinking water from 1992 to 2014. Praise God. Oh, hello. Now, he says his friends were mocking him then for such decision. He says, how can God tell you to stop drinking cola? But they did know that there was assignment ahead of the man, that he cannot die now. You see, Pastor Chris said, if your body decays, the spirit cannot operate. He says, you can be anointed, but when the body is weak, God cannot do much. And God too will not say, let me stop my assignment because of you. No. He will call you to come home and let somebody else do it. So why would somebody do what was meant for you? Somebody say, mercy, Lord. Prayer. Somebody's talking to you in late night. You have not prayed. Instead, tell them, I will call you later. Let the person get offended. That person doesn't pay your house rent. Why would you? I want some. You see, some people are here. People try to blackmail you emotionally. They act distant from you for doing what is right. And you too, you want to mumu like them. Ah! Am I communicating here? Yes. When God sees how consistent you are in prayer, the second thing he does to bring you back to where you've fallen from is to tell you to follow. It is called obedience. So you restore broken destiny through prayer, number one. Number two, through obedience. Watch me. You don't expect the things God wants you to do to be very simple. No. In fact, every instruction that must make you immortal will cause you to ask yourself if God really spoke. Instructions you can easily obey, God will not tell you. Never. Things that seems impossible for you to do will be what God will demand you to do. I was praying some time ago. I'll soon end now. Are you blessed already? I was praying when God told me that. He says, young man, a realm in heaven has been opened. And he says, that realm is that you, the young preachers God has called, that unction for billionaire will come in 20 years to come. But he says, there is a sacrifice speaking for you that you have that power to bring back what is said in time to come. I said, God, what do I do? The angel said, I came around the altar of Damascus Christian Church. And he says, the gatekeeper, which is your father, is sad. I said, why? He said, because he's thinking about how to pay his pastors. He says, the first patriarch has left the bill. And he says, the second patriarch has said, but you have been called to bring about accomplishment. He says, ensure that you pay off his bill. He says, when you are done, I will come and tell you what's next. He's the same angel that told me that he was sent to go and protect the borders of Israel. Anytime the angel comes, I always sense something happening in different ways. And after that encounter, the miracles are just strange, strange miracles. Somebody will write an exams, and I tell the person, God says, you will go back and check on the PC, the results will change. And they will go and check and realize that what they didn't write, they've written. And I realize that there are cadres in the rest of the spirit that people mature into. What has God told you? You see, there are some believers today, they have spoiled their life in ignorance. And they want to believe that because they have been forgiven by God, the forgiveness must equate to the little prayer they offer. It doesn't work like that. Whatever years you use in spending the wealth, if there are no consistency in the character formation you possess, I bet you, God will still delay you at that spot. Do you know why? Because your years of wastedness in covenant must actually match your years of consistency. You hear me? Am I communicating, friends? Come on. Study how God dealt with Abraham. He ensured that for 25 years, the guy had to pay whatever price he had to pay to become a kingdom giant. It's obedience. It's hard for believers to understand what God speaks to them. It's hard. It's hard. Praise God. Glory is not cheap. Glory is the full embodiment of God's image. It's not cheap. To carry something divine is not cheap. I brought one artist from Ghana here. He was having a lot of invitations in America. And he said that with the way Americans were inviting him, he felt he could go to America. I said, my brother, don't go there. I said, I live in this country with these people. When they have too much access to you, they don't put access on anointing. So I go, no. When I go to America, they call me in Virginia. I said, my brother, don't do that. Your destiny is Africa. God made you shine from Africa. So go back to... No. Oh, God is good. The guy in America, he realized that gigs were coming in for the first 1 month. Now, 2 months, they realized that the guy is still in the country. They were like, you have come to live here with us now. So why would I have to spend money bringing you to my church when I can let my choir sing? Hallelujah. So the guy was in the hotel all this while. Now, you know what it means to be in the hotel for 1 month? 1 month, too. So the money was just... says, no. So you have to go and ask someone to stay. He said, please, can I live in your house? I said, that's fine. You can live in my house, but please, my light, my heater. So, two things. It's either you wear heavy things in the house than to put on the full heater. Say, Prof. Benjamin told me. He told me. So he has to be cooking for the person now. So a whole minister is now cooking jollof rice. Jollof, yeah. This country. Never just say, God is good. Yes. He went back, has gone back to Ghana. He went there, they invited him. Billboards everywhere say, life is not fair. He said, man of God, God bless you. Yes. Somebody say, obedience. Yes. You see, be ready to obey what he tells you to do. Be ready. You see, God will never instruct you to do something that is beyond your capacity. Whatever he tells you, you know you have the power to abstain from. Now, this is point 2b. It's under obedience. When you obey, he makes you have three things in the spirit. The first thing is that he gives you foresight. Somebody say foresight. He shows you the glory of tomorrow. He will give you an imagery of what he thinks of you. When the Lord is done dealing with people, he ensures that he gives you an image of whatever you could possibly become. The reason why God hides our tomorrow in our visions is because he doesn't want people to jeopardize the impact of character. Because in God's kingdom, character is stronger than prophecy. Is wisdom speaking here? So he will give you a foresight. He will either tell you what he thinks of you and will also tell you what he can do with you. Because once the enemy ensures that people wallow their lives in pain and in perilous, the enemy fights whatever image God has in mind for them. You see, many believers don't know that in God's kingdom, your prosperity is connected to your identity. I don't have time. I'm done with this service. Next week, I'm teaching about the new oil. I'm done. Are you blessed already?
Yes.
I want you to know, friends, that if God sees how consistent and how persistent you are in obeying his voice, he gives you a foresight, which is a revelation of what he thinks of you and your intended future. When he sees that you don't allow the glory of tomorrow bring about pride, he now ensures that he establishes covenant with you. Now watch me. God is a transgenerational God. God is what? A transgenerational God. In fact, God's blessing must always resonate through to the fourth generation. So whatever he's telling you now, he has looked upon time and ensured that the person that will end your clan in 400 years to come will do the same thing too. Because in the rest of the spirit, the upbringing of one personnel in the spirit is equal to 100 years. So if God is speaking to Hilda here, God is speaking to the daughter, speaking unto Joy's daughter, and the daughter of Joy's child. Am I communicating? Yes. It is always 400 years. So if God says obey and you have the glory, God says I would actually stretch out the grave for 400 people. So just imagine saying no to what will give 400 people the chance to enjoy. You need an establishment of covenant to solidify the impact for 4 generations. Your hands on your chest. 2 seconds. Lord, I want to enter covenant with you. Show me what to do. Pray now. Pray. Pray now. I want to enter covenant with you. The same covenant you established with Abraham. Give me that grace. Give me that grace. Give me that grace. Give me that grace. Lift your voice and pray. Make sure you are speaking from the depth of your heart. I want to establish that bond. If there's any patriarch in my family that disobeyed your voice, Lord, show me mercy and show me how to walk in the glory that is to come. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift up your voice. As you are praying, you are lifting your children before the Lord. Lift your voice. Show me mercy and speak to me once again. Lord, for your servant, hear it. 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 Lift your voice. You are speaking like Samuel in the Bible. And you was like, Father, speak to me. For your servant, hear it. Katapaluta. Shefi haskitupa. Ratepe hesketeteto. Atipa haskuta palamanyanta. Ashatakata papa. Ivahadua. Sevele kapaladante repete ke veske tua ishanakus ilepanta ibrata papakus efegede diata labadia kapapapasha. Somebody lift your voice. Rakata eyabante bele bebe benesh. Oh Jesus, Lord, come to our cry. Ya papa papa pasha ta ya ta 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 ra papa ya papa 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 pa sha ta 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 ta. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 9209 0454 or email us at office@benjaminfojo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fojo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fojo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFojo. And on website is www.benjaminfojo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. The vision, the mission, the passion.